time for entertainment now on Move 99.7.
Here's Brian and Angela.
Letitia Wright was hospitalized yesterday after being injured on the set of Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Spokesperson for Marvel said the actress sustained minor injuries during a stunt and is currently receiving care in a local hospital and expected to be released soon. According to sources, the film shoot happened overnight in Boston, while the production is mainly happening in Atlanta. Currently, no impact, they're saying, to the movie shooting schedule. We wish her well. Black Panther Wakanda Forever set to hit theaters next summer. Kanye West isn't requiring people to be vaccinated or test negative for COVID to enjoy his Donda event in Chicago tonight, but fans can get the shot on site if they choose to. A spokesperson for Soldier Field, where Kanye's hosting his next listening party for the upcoming album, says there will be doses on hand for Kanye fans who want to roll up their sleeves. Officials from the Chicago Department of Health will be on site as well to help set up appointments. And it's really going to be interesting to see how many people roll up their sleeves before listening to Kanye's upcoming album. He did this at his last listening party in Atlanta. 40,000 people there. Four got the shot. Four people. Now, granted, there was probably a lot that were already vaccinated that were there. But as we told you earlier in the week, vaccinated or not, people are going to get to see Kanye performing on a stage that will feature his childhood home from the south side of Chicago. Looks like it's going to be a very interesting night. Mike Richards will stay on as executive producer of Jeopardy, but will have to undergo sensitivity training. He stepped down as the new host of the show last week due to controversy surrounding distasteful remarks he made back in 2014, including mocking women. Meanwhile, Mayim Bialik will temporarily fill in as host, while executives from the show are apparently doing everything they can to accommodate her schedule as they want her as the permanent host of Jeopardy. We'll see how that turns out. I would imagine an announcement coming on that sooner rather than later. They need some good press right now. Doja Cat has been announced as the host for MTV's 2021 Video Music Awards. She broke the news in an Instagram post yesterday, and she's going to be all over the show. She is nominated for 5 awards at this year's ceremony, including Artist of the Year. In addition to the hosting duties, she's also going to perform at this year's VMAs, which will return to New York. The show will broadcast live from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Other performers will include Lorde, Olivia Rodrigo, Lil Nas X, Shawn Mendes, and more. You can catch the 2021 MTV Video Music Awards Sunday, September the 12th. Ed Sheeran shared a clip of him re-recording his part on Taylor Swift's new version of Everything Has Changed for Red, Taylor's version. He plugged pre-orders of the vinyl copy of the new version of the album, which was originally released in 2012, and he teased the release of their new duet, Run. Red, Taylor's version, is going to feature 30 tracks, including duets not only with Sheeran, but also with Phoebe Bridgers, Chris Stapleton, and the scheduled release for it coming out November the 19th. A highly anticipated trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home broke the record for most views in its first 24 hours. The superhero flick hit 355 million global views, beating Avengers Endgame, which had 289 million on its first day. Tonight's show with Jimmy Fallon this evening should be a fun musical night. Camila Cabello, Ryan Tedder, and One Republic all on the show. And, of course, entertainment news anytime you want it at move997.ca.
Entertainment Now.
610, 710, and 810.
On Peterborough's Move 99.7.